Peace, love, and light, you all. This is Sarita with Naturally High Life and SaritaDaily.com. And I'm here doing a reading for you for the full moon, which happens to be today, like right now. And I'm doing it right now because the full moon energy is still potent, like 10 days after it's over. So in the moment, let's get it. I just wanted to give you a couple of announcements on some courses that I do have online too, to definitely check out, that are really complimentary to what's happening right now in the world. And I've been talking about putting them out for a minute, but one of them, and I told you about in the last video, for the months of July, Spirit Guide Alignment is out. So you go to naturallyhighlife.com/spirit guide. And you can check out the rest of the links below. Let's jump into your reading. The huge energy that's really playing out right now is very symbolic of many things. It's bringing up a huge place, you know, that has to do with your foundation in the world. It also has to do with how safe you feel in the world. And that energy, because we're dealing with a Capricorn full moon, that Capricorn full moon is pretty much like calling in for people to take things seriously and to really head up heavier issues and concerns and things like that, like right now. So you may find yourself, you know, right now or in the month, in the few weeks to follow, like really taking a couple risks, you know, and really being grounded about those risks that you take. But just, it's risky, but not so much, because you're able to look at it in a more relaxed way at this time, more seriously. I see you all taking what you want to do and your goals very seriously now. As a whole, there's a huge creative energy that's like sweeping over everything. So you may want to be serious, but then there's a huge part of you that just wants to celebrate and be in the moment and enjoy it for what it all that it is, because there's new things coming in for you. With, we have the Ace of Cups card here, and man, so new things happening, new things coming in, which is going to really spur a lot of us on to really take action. That energy is about action. It's about, you know, it's like the energy is flowering your spirit, you know, and then you're able to pour out all this really good energy to other people. And that energy is coming out of the other end. And it's just so passionate. I feel a lot of passionate energy here. The other thing we've got is the Nine of Cups. So yes, yeah, something has definitely come to an end and something else is basically beginning. And those first stages of it, I don't feel like it's something that was completely like new, but something that's being revisited and looked at again, and thus has the potential to be something really, you know, happy and man, something you can look forward to, just that sort of an energy. And it's sparking a lot of hearts right now. You know, the energy, I was asked to bring green calcite, a gemstone, downstairs. I have a nice chunk of it that I can barely close my hand around. I brought it downstairs. Just feel a lot of love energy. So in these cards, we've got three cards that all have to do with the heart. We've got the actual heart chakra card here, and that's next to new vitality. There's a new way of seeing love, of dealing with love, of communicating with loved ones, understanding them more for who they are, respecting them in their position. And then, you know, it's just like an appreciation thing here I'm seeing. But then you also have the fact that we have a Sagittarius full moon sidereally. That's the Hindu astrology. And you know, I love blending them together, because for me, I feel like multiple experiences are happening on different vibrations at different times, well, all the time. And so sometimes, you know, I like to see the other level of things, and I find like they all bring me a good deal of insight that I'm able to use in practical ways. So the other way that this is playing out with Sagittarius full moon being here again is people really talking and connecting with people that are far away from them. They're not close. They're not. And also seeing that people that you know may be a bit distant. And why? Because it may be because you are, or however, But there's a energy here that appreciates people being a bit distant. And because it's a time for you to get clear about what you want, what's your truth, what you want to do, how you want to live it. We've got the number 5 throat chakra card here. So speaking your truth, saying, being a bit bold about it with the Sagittarius full moon sidereally, there is that energy of being bold and just saying, hey, this is it. Let me cut straight to the chase. I want to let you know how it is. I do feel you. I like you. You know, I want to get to know you. Hey, you know, I really find you sexy. I would love to take you to bed. That sort of energy is playing out. You know, it's also about realizing that you're a spiritual being even more so. And that as you realize that and do that work on yourself, you are contributing to the world in an unconventional way, which is most natural, of course. But you're flowering and pouring that love back into the universe. And that is a beautiful cycle of harmony, balance, and love there, which we all can use on this planet. The other thing that's coming up, we've got 2 number 4s in this. And you know how much I love some numerology. Have not been talking about the numerology reports that I do that I love. And you've got to check them out because they're 200 pages long, but they really break things down and you will love it. It's really something to help out with everything. It can help you out with confidence, motivation, what have you. But let's get into this number 4. What is this thing talking about? Well, number 4 usually means stability. And I'm seeing it on the, what card is this? Ooh, it is the number 4 of Pentacles card. So joy and stability, that means family coming together. Somebody is coming home to somebody and it's rekindling some sort of heart energy there. And it's giving it like a boost and it's very healing. Also, that interaction, it's stable. It's something that actually can be trusted. 4, you have one, I see you all having different scenarios playing out with maybe different people. And some people aren't really telling, they're not living in their truth, or they're not speaking the truth, or they're holding something back. And the truth is coming out anyway. But I do see that there is somebody that is there that is speaking their truth. You're speaking your truth, perhaps. And it's very apparent that the two of you are going to be doing something forward moving forward. And things are moving extremely fast and they're powerful, but they're healing. Like the energy is just covering everything. It's not just covering the surface, but it's really going deep. So some of the areas of life that this full moon is going to also enhance is the area of Capricorn, of course, because Westernly, it is a Capricorn full moon. In fact, in Western astrology, we've already had 2 back-to-back Sagittarius full moons, which I was loving because I'm a Sag sun. A lot of things coming up, coming to culmination, completion. Some people are out of there. They serve their purpose. At this full moon, you look around and they are nowhere to be found. You know, they have, you know, energetically transitioned on, if you will. You know, they are a part of your now. And how is that, you know, helpful to you now? You know, do you see any lesson in it? You know, what was the lesson there to learn? You know, do you feel any tension about it? And, you know, can you begin to let it go? You know, so some of the main areas I do see too are just a lot on the mind, you know, thinking about how you can make things really solid with love and home, family, friends, you know, and getting out of having a fly by night approach by doing things. You know, you're looking at your future. What is going on in the future? How can I get right now to work that future out for me, and so I can be straight, so I can have my things together, so I can have the life that I want to live, so I can be living my dreams, so I can relax and let go and enjoy life even more, so I can celebrate and help other people out that need some help. I see those type of things. And then the other thing that's going to be coming up is an answer to your question that you have some sort of concern is going to be addressed this particular time around this moon. So you'll see it right probably around 2 weeks from now, within that time, and even now, the truth is coming out and an answer is going to come to you in a, it's going to be just told straight out to you. It's not going to be anybody beating around the bush. I don't see that. I see them coming straight out and telling you, but it being said out of love and not being taken the wrong way, because there's a lot of healing energy and these cards for this full moon. I'm seeing. And because you're speaking your truth, change is happening. And it's going to make a change to the bottom foundation, the level, bottom of everything. And that will serve you well so you can do more of what you love to do in the world, which, you know, gives to the world in the best way possible just for you. So beyond that, that was my take, my little take on, you know, how the tarot cards and oracle cards are speaking to this full moon, what is happening. But yeah, again, creative energy, so heightened right now, you know, but there are a lot of people that are changing their perspectives on what they thought were one way. A lot of people that thought that they were, prejudiced against this or that, they're, you know, there's something going on within that's reasoning now, like, wait a minute, did I, you know, was I raised with this sort of thought? What does this have to do with me? It's just a really good time for the truth to come out and to live your truth, to stand in your truth and plan trips to travel, to learn the world, to study, to all kinds of good things. Let your projects really flourish right now and allow yourself to expand. It's such a good time for that. And then, you know, there's magical messages coming up here as well that are going to be coming up, because I got an Archangel Metatron's card that has to do with, you know, like secret wisdom or mystical wisdom. And whatever you get is for you. Just listen, and you may not hear anything, but be watching, be on the lookout for gems of wisdom for you that can help you to see that you aiming high and getting what you want, and you aiming for something for in the future, it's still working out. Even though it's got all these crazy wild turns and stuff, it's still working out. Let the bullshit go and be real with yourself, and you're going to flourish. You really will. Beyond that, that was pretty much the reading. And check out the new things that I have on the site. I mean, I have a lot of courses on there now that I've been, and I'm still putting some things out. But right now, I really want to get you all involved in some of the courses that you've been asking for, because I was answering your questions in the courses that I created. So number one to check out is Spirit Guide Alignment is the new course that I've been wanting to put out. I know you all been wanting to work with your spirit guides. I'm ready to help you out with that. You know, let's get that done. And those of you who are already working with your spirit guides, this is definitely a course for those that are starting off. But it definitely has a lot of advanced things in there that you could definitely learn from as well, even if you're seasoned with working with your spirit guides. And naturallyhighlife.com/spirit guide, check that out. And then the other thing that I came out with finally was a book that I have that's 327 pages. And that book is called Spirit Channel, but it's Daily Angel Guidance for a total of 84 days. I want you to check that out. You can check that out at naturallyhighlife.com/Daily Angel. And that's DAILY Angel. And then I'm back doing body work again. You know, I'm an energy working, loving something. I do, you know, I teach classes as well on that, but I'm getting the class together, but I'm not doing it just yet. But it's time. So body work. I've been doing sessions of body work and receiving, and it's the most magical thing ever. And I really do not even care for not having it on a regular basis. So I'm back doing that. So definitely look for that on my website, which is brand new, saritadaily.com/body work. And on that site, you'll find my artwork on there, because I'll be, you know, selling it off that website. I just had to find an outlet for my little personal art stuff that I love doing, you know, all that creative fun stuff. And then this site, Naturally High Life, is definitely not going anywhere. In fact, it's staying around, but I just will have it, you know, as the classes and the metaphysical work and things like that. All right. So I definitely want to hear from you. What's going on in your life? Please send me a message and let me know how you're doing. And always want to know that you all are well and good. And beyond that, I hope this reading was helpful to you. Please like, comment, subscribe, and share, you know, if you like the video. And definitely tune in for the monthly readings, which are coming up next. And I'll be uploading them as well. Those I'll be uploading to, more likely, YouTube. So, you all have a wonderful evening, all right? And I will talk to you very soon. Peace, love, and light is Sarita.